You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Lily Odenkirk, Outreach and Education Associate at Perseverance Theater. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Tell me a little bit about what you do at Perseverance Theater.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything, as anyone in an arts nonprofit can attest to. But I focus on outreach, coordinating outreach programs, and also coordinating our education programs. So I'm really, really excited to announce our spring break camps coming up in just a couple of weeks now. So running March 23rd through 27th, that's a Monday through Friday, we're offering 5 different camps. And then the camps will culminate in a final showcase on our main stage, Saturday, March 28th. At Perseverance, we're offering a creative drama class, ages 5 to 7, a theater makers class, which is for students ages 8 to 12, and a costume design class, which is ages 10 plus.
And it says here these times are 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Is that every day of the week, Monday through Friday?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they go all week.
They go all week. The theater makers class is 12:30 to 3:30.
Yes, sorry, you're right. You're right. And these are at Perseverance Theater.
They are.
And who are some of the instructors? What are some of the things they'll be doing in these sessions?
Yeah, so we're really, really lucky to have a group of just absolutely incredible theater instructors teaching these classes. Our creative drama class, we have Lewis Chapman and Ty Yamaoka. They are both, you've seen Ty on the Perseverance main stage, and you've seen Lewis playing at open mics around town. They're both just truly wonderful, dynamic performers, and they're going to be working with your little ones to work on some collaborative skills and play and performance. We'll be doing a lot of theater games, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. Our theater makers class is more of a survey class. So this is an opportunity for students to sort of gain more hands-on experience in a lot of different aspects of theater, from improv to fight choreography to scene work to a little bit of Shakespeare. And this will be taught by, it'll be led by Frank Delaney, one of our managers at the theater, and it will also feature several different guest artists. Leslie Ishii, our artistic director, will be helping. I will be helping. Lewis, again, will be helping. So your students will not only get a chance to do a lot of different things, they'll also get a chance to work with a lot of different mentors and people in the industry.
And then costume design.
Yeah.
Ages 10 and up.
Ages 10 and up.
So 10 to 18?
Absolutely. So if you're interested in costume design and want to learn a little bit about the basics and about what we do at the theater in order to get a show on its feet, definitely look into this class. It's going to be wonderful and dynamic. It's with our resident costumer, Shelley Wright.
And all these workshops still have space in it. So maybe some of the kids or parents who are listening, you hope they'll consider signing up?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do still have space available, but we do, due to space restraints, have to cap it at a certain point. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, I would encourage signing up sooner rather than later. And we are also offering something that I'm really, really excited about, is that we're offering 2 free teen programs for the spring break. One is called Telling Your Story. It's led by Conrad Frank and DJ Durego, 2 really, really incredible artists in town. Conrad has a background in storytelling and education and photography, and DJ is the president of the spoken word group in Juno, wonderful slam poet. So they'll be teaching and leading this class on autobiographical storytelling, which will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Zach Gordon Youth Center. And then there will also be a scene work class led by Irene Martingo and Rio Alberto. You've seen Rio in Devilfish. You've seen Irene in Silent Sky. They're 2 really dynamic theater artists in town, and they'll be helping you gain some more technical skills in doing scene work and monologue work. So that will be offered from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Douglas Public Library. So you could do both teen programs if you're so inclined.
Yeah, they sound like a lot of fun. Did you ever participate in programs like this when you were younger?
I did. And they were so influential in my own journey to becoming a theater artist.
Yeah. And what are some other ways you think it benefits our young people?
Well, you know, theater is so much about collaboration, self-expression, and I think Even if you're not ultimately going into theater, I think having exposure to it, it just does so much good and really allows you an opportunity to gain experience and exercise skills in communicating your own needs and also communicating and getting along with others.
Yeah. And these workshops are they're pretty accessible. There are scholarships available if someone should need one. Can you say more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So there are some scholarships available. If you're interested, you can call us at 463-TIXS, T-I-X-S. You can also email me directly. My email is lilyo, which is L-I-L-Y-O, at perseverancetheater.org. Yes, so if you're interested in scholarships, feel free to give us a call. And the two free camps, I do want to point out, they're free to attend, but you do need to register ahead of time to reserve your space.
Okay, good. Well, thanks so much. Is there anything else that you want to mention while you're here today about Perseverance Theater or the Spring Break camps or upcoming stuff?
Yeah, well, just be on the lookout. We have our upcoming production of Fun Home, which opens March 27th, and we're really excited about. So hope to see you there.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And to get registered, to get tickets, you still go to the website or email you for that information.
Absolutely.
Too.
You can visit ptalaska.org/springbreakcamp.
Spring break starts March 23rd. Thanks so much, Lily Odenkirk, for sharing that info with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.